level how crazy this is. I've had four members of Congress in the last 2 days call me and text me, and I'm not going to say their names and say, because they know I'm an expert on this, what should we investigate, what should we look at, and things like what files do we search? Because they saw MTG say search Saturday the jerky files and the pizza files, and I said, just do that. And they're like, okay, well, my staff's looking, but, you know, you're the expert. What do we go with? And I literally have a congressperson just now saying, hey, where's my stuff? I'm not complaining. I was up till 1 a.m. last night reading this stuff. I was up at 4 a.m. I mean, I'm not complaining. And I haven't even gotten to all that. I mean, this stuff is horrific. And it's all Democrats. And Trump, because his lawyers are Democrats, they're just lying to him. And that's what it is. It's so sick. He's on record first getting Epstein arrested. That's in the documents. We told you that 10 years ago. But Trump and his brain is, I'm innocent. It's crap. You move on. And he's something else, man. It gives me a headache. I mean, I've got a raging headache right now. Because I already had a headache, and then these Congress people are, where's my stuff? And I'm not mad at them. I'm flattered they're asking me, and I'm like, Lord have mercy. Just go to the Epstein files on the damn internet and type it in. And they're like, well, we want the names. They're asking, like, what are the names of the redacted? I said, I don't know, but you can always cross-reference it. It turns out it's Democrats or leftists. They're the ones resigning worldwide. And I watched Trump take this ultimate victory. It'd be like you won a $50 million lottery ticket and then you just burn it up. Oh my God. I don't even want to defend Trump at this point. Roger just did it. Because we already know he blew the whistle. We already know it's in the FBI files. It came out. We already knew all that. But then you put Todd Blanche in there, a Democrat scumbag. What do you expect? So it doesn't matter at the end of the day. You're complicit by extension. And I'm not going down with the ship. I'm getting really pissed right now, folks. I've been working too much. I know too much. This is going to bring the country down. And if America goes the whole world, I'm serious. This is we're not in Kansas anymore. I'm going to go to break back with Robert Barnes, get his expert take on this. Former Trump lawyer, you name it. Take a deep breath. Somebody do this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're always going to get from me the unvarnished truth. But as the Bible says, all of us are fallen. So I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to tell you the best I got. I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those the AlexJonesStore.com. So no matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones network that's been built. So key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on ultramethylene blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit complex, the Irish sea moss, atomic defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much. I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if I wanted to just give you salacious stuff, we, as people go through these 3 million plus files, it's torture. Because I got three daughters and a son, and I'm telling you, like, I don't have a heart attack. My brain, I'll just be honest with you, I'm not acting tough. Everybody's talking about peace. My brain is like, kill, kill, kill. My brain just kill, 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 kill. I mean, we're talking about torturing kids, eating them, draining their blood. It's all Democrats. Lex Wexner, as we always told you decades ago, it's all coming out. And then I watch the Trump admin screw the pooch and say, oh, there's no people victimizing kids. We'd have done something about it. I'm just like, as I said 10 months ago when they started the cover-up, I said, just shut up if you do a cover-up, because I know you're not involved in it, and I'm not a Machiavelli. I'm not a lesser two evils, but if I'm in a lifeboat that's leaking, that's better than a lifeboat that's sunk. And so, you know, Roger puts his nice spin on it and all that. That's great. Yeah, the economy's number one, but not for long when these hearings start. To watch Jamie Raskin up there, oh, we got Trump, when this thing is, I mean, I say 99% Democrat, I can't find Republicans anything substantive. I mean, you got Lundin moving in next door to him and in part of an investment firm and going over for coffee once and before that going to, you know, on some cruise by the island. I mean, it may seem suspect, but then you've got Lex Wexner and the CIA and George Herbert Walker Sr. And him putting him in charge of airlines in 1991 and CIA and all, and, you know, delivering the cannibal goodies. And I'm just notice, and I'm not against Thomas Massie. I don't want to say he's bad yet. But I said last night, I said, if I don't see Thomas Massie, which MTG did say, she said to Massie over the weekend, she said, I want to see you search beef jerky, and pizza. But I said, it's all about, oh, they might have redacted names. No. I want to know about buying babies at Zorro Ranch. I want to know about burying bodies. Epstein responding to women that he's bought babies from. I want to redact those names. So see, the Democrats are all running around, and the Republicans that like to be, you know, holier than thou, which I think is fine if they're really doing it, they're not looking at the meat and potatoes of this. So Trump has made the, we called all that right before he even did it. He was the guy saying, hey, this is BS, don't do it. I said, you've been set up. And now they've done it. And now I got the King of England saying, yeah, go ahead and arrest my brother. This could bring down the United States very easily, then the West, then the world. And you've got the left trying to use it to discredit Trump. Don't they get, once this thing gets going, it's game over. They have to bring out the real people. They have to prosecute the real people. This can't be used by both political sides. It's out of control. It's beyond playing with fire. It's like playing with antimatter bombs. You're like, I got a bomb that'll blow you up. It blows the whole world up. Don't hit the button. So I haven't gone through the new files today, and by the time I got on air, there's even more. Bohemian Grove and buying babies and cannibalism and world leaders saying, have my 13-year-old daughter. I mean, it is mind-blowing because, yeah, we're vindicated. I was the guy that first primarily talked about this 30 years ago. I just platformed people that were incredibly intelligent and proven, like Ted Gunnarsson and others, but didn't have big platforms. They were at conferences and, you know, shortwave radio shows. I was able to get on syndicated radio. So I got the number one show locally within a year, and I thought, can I call up a syndicator? They said, yeah, you put an ISDN line or connect us, and we'll put you up. And then I found this radio locator magazine for the stations that every station got for free. And I put an ad on the front page of it saying, please pick my show up. And I went from 30 stations to 150 the first month. And I was like, wow, I did the American dream. That's what Roger Ailes did with Limbaugh. I did it myself. Not that I'm that smart. I'm just like, how do I get on stations? So that's why I was so successful, was because I just did little things. Like, I was at the local radio station, and I'm like, hey, I want to put an ISD in line. I'm getting syndicated. And like the program manager was a liberal. He goes, you may have high ratings at night here, but sure, you're syndicated. Sure, if you pay for it, we'll let you put an ISD in line. Like $100 a month back then. And then about a month later, he's like, I'm hearing callers from all over the country. How's that happening? And then Jay Leno talked about it 6 months later. And I was all like, it's not about me. The point is, I came up from the grassroots, folks. I've crawled through all this. I have context. And I am so pissed at Trump and his administration for the mishandling and all of it. But I'm pissed because I get to watch Jamie Raskin do victory laps when they're all completely complicit in real stuff and act like it's us. And I am beyond pissed right now. Robert Barnes, I love you. Great historian, top lawyer. You've been warning about this for a long time. You can go wherever you want with this. We'll also get into some of the latest stuff. But I mean, my God, where do you want to go? What should Trump do? What should we do? I mean, this is just insane.
Well, I think the first thing is, I think it's useful for your audience to know that being this right on steroids is not an enjoyable experience for you. That, you know, knowing that having final conclusive proof that the worst aspects of what you said were happening That, I mean, no, there's
I agree.
No aspect.
You read my psychology. I feel like you're my psychologist because I'm like, literally, you always know what I'm feeling. I feel like I'm dying right now.
It's because it's so morally horrendous. You didn't want it to be true. You would much rather have been proven wrong. It would have been a very delightful day if you were proven wrong and none of this horrible evil was happening at this scale that's implicating the entire global deep state, the entire Bilderberg group, all of these elites. I mean, like right now, the UK government is about to collapse over this. Hiring. For how long have we been identifying that the UN refugee program...
A whole bunch of other European governments are collapsing, and they're all liberals. And then Trump sits there with our moment of victory with his thumbs up his ass.
Correct. The way this happened, and we remember, we did a two-hour show about this last year, almost 8 months ago. I know the people in the White House saw the show because I know the people that got it to them. And what we warned was that this was a cover-up strategy. It was a setup. It was always a setup. Now, what's become more clear to me is that Pam Bondi was in on the setup, that pay-for-play Pam cut a deal. The deal was she could use the Justice Department as her personal cash register for her lobbyist pals, and in exchange, she would cover for the Democrats in the deep state. That's why we saw very belated prosecutions against Comey and James only happened because Trump went public with criticizing, and even those cases were so poorly handled, they got dismissed, and now they're trying to maybe reinstate him on appeal rather than just reindicting. That's why we've seen no prosecution of Adam Schiff. That's why we've seen no prosecution of all the people that Bill Pulte has referred for various forms of mortgage fraud. That's
by the way, don't just say stuff, because we weren't sure about Bonnie, we were sure about Blanche. You're now saying she's Darth Vader, she's bad.
Absolutely. The quid pro quo was, I will cover for the deep state. The deep state lets me treat the Justice Department as a personal cash register for my lobbyist allies and pals, including Pfizer, some of the nastiest corporations on the list, big tech, derailing antitrust cases, derailing QI-tam cases, derailing fraud cases, derailing Foreign Corrupt Practices Act cases.
Kennedy pulls fluoride out, she blocks it. Pulls poison shot, she blocks it. She's a damn villain.
Oh, and I'll give you an example. I just found out that I was one of the people that got smurfed by Act Blue. 2 days after it was announced that I was representing you, somebody went in and gave a $100 contribution in my name to Act Blue. I never donated to Act Blue. No money came out of my account from Act Blue.
Yeah, look somebody how smart just, they think they are. Yeah, so they steal our identities, sole part of their harassment. Do they not realize how this is a world fourth turning, the edge of a giant? They think they're not in the old world. You're not in your old white shoe boy. Do they not realize what they've done?
In fact, right now, they are threatening people that if they continue to talk about this, that Pam Bondi will come after them personally with criminal charges.
Oh, let me stop you. General Flynn, as we know, is not a BSer, and I later confirmed this. I'm going to stop the DOJ guys just 2 days ago. Flynn's wife, family got called that Bondi is doing an investigation of him and his whole family and other prominent people that they know want to keep Trump true, which means they're about to make some major moves. So you just said that, that this is outrageous. And do they think threatening us makes us go away? Got the wrong people here.
Yeah, we've been down this road many, many times. They've been threatening you for a quarter century. They tried to first they tried to bribe you, then they tried to threaten you, then they did massive lawfare, tried to threaten all kinds of bogus criminal prosecutions and criminal cases. They tried to do it on everything. They've done it to me. I've been on every agency bad list: the CIA, FBI, DOJ, ICE. You name rogue DHS. You name a rogue agency in the federal government. Federal judges, state court judges. I've had all kinds of rogue actors threaten me over my career. It's
all
not
because
something
we don't want to rob taxpayers and rape kids.
Exactly. I mean, it's what Thomas Massie says. I vote with Trump 91% of the time. I just can't do it when they want to protect pedophiles, go into endless war, or do the deep state's bidding. And Trump got snookered into this, now embarrassing himself. Now it's going to bring down Pam Bondi will bring down the administration if he doesn't fix this now. He's got to get rid of Bondi, get rid of Blanche. Put in two new people that you can have respect for, that the MAGA
Start
has
over.
Respect
I want
for.
You to, I don't want to interrupt you. Start over. I totally agree with you. By the way, Roger on air didn't want to say it, but behind the scenes, he's like, explain, like, this is existential. We don't want Trump to fail. We know he's way better. Please listen to us, Trump. Tell him what's going to happen.
If they don't get rid of Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche, then what's going to happen is a sequence of impeachments. Now, we'll start with Kristi Noem because of her corrupt dealings with Corey Lewandowski. But then it will go to Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche. From there, they're going to try to take out Vice President J.D. Vance. Because they don't want Vance to be president. So that's step three. And then step four is impeachment of President Trump. And they're using everything goes back to the Justice Department and Pam Bondi. There's a lot of good people. Harmy Dillon's trying to do good work. Gail Slater's trying to do good work. There's a bunch of other people I know there trying to do good work. But everything is getting derailed by Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche. And the effect, and they're in bed with a bunch of rogue actors, America First donors, corrupt MAGA grifters, lobbyists who are acting as secret lobbyists for big corporations like Pfizer and other people. So it's just systematic. And the Democrats are letting it happen because they're building the file. They're building the case. Epstein files will be a key part of it, but it won't be the sole part of it. You have the president being misled into giving people pardons. This is why they try to get Ed Martin out. Ed Martin was acting as a gatekeeper to make sure only good pardons went through. They were circumventing Ed Martin with bad pardons. The president didn't even know what the details were.
By the way, take your time on this, because I was told this, I'm not going to say by Ed Martin, but let's just say they were like, I was like, oh, they won't let you pardon the good people. He goes, that's not what it's about. They're running through all these horrible people and blaming me. So, and the people are like, oh, Ed's being nice. Ed has to act friendly in public for whatever reason he does it. And I get this from Ed, but I got it from people very close. Let's just leave it at that. Exactly. So they're pardoning drug dealers and all these people to blame Trump later. And it's all Todd Blanche.
Systematic fraudsters, particularly out of the Orthodox community that are pro-Israel. People that got caught in a Ponzi scheme the first time, then the second time, then the third time. They have Trump pardoning him, not knowing who he's pardoning him. He pardoned that big Honduran drug dealer, former president, and said, oh, I thought he was badly treated by the legal system. It was Trump's Justice Department that indicted him. He didn't know that. He was misled about all of it. So Susie Wiles is gatekeeping so aggressively in the name of preventing leaks. She's preventing accurate information from getting to the president. And so the president mistakenly continues to trust Pam. And what Pam Bondi is in desperate position. That's why she ran up to Minnesota, rushed through that indictment of Don Lemon. They rushed it so badly that it's probably going to lead to a dismissal or an acquittal because there were facts they should have developed.
Sure, it makes him a hero. Well, I can tell people that are very close to the president. When he first got elected, he met with Richard Inhofe and the head of the Kissinger Group and others. And the person said, sir, that's your enemies. He didn't know what the CFR was. So I hate to tell people, Trump's an expert on real estate, knows how to make deals, can look at bottom line numbers, great on trade. Folks, he doesn't know. It's true. He's not from the political system. He doesn't know this stuff.
He thought he picked people because they were personally loyal to him, not knowing they were going to use that personal loyalty to enrich themselves. These are people that don't have and enrich their allies and their friends and empower their friends and their allies.
Tribal people.
Yes, exactly. Loyal to the cause. Loyal to the revolution. Not loyal to the establishment. Not redcoats at heart. And that's who these people are. And they betray. And we've been trying. We warned them 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Said hasn't every single thing we predicted about Epstein come true? Not only what you've been talking about for 30 years, but what we said the files when released would show, that it would not show Trump implicated in any significant way, that it would all implicate the deep state, the America Firsters, the royal elites of Europe, the political establishment. And what have we been saying forever? That the UN refugee often operate. Go back to the movies like The Whistleblower. The UN refugees, like the Clinton Foundation in Haiti, operate as a way with adoption agencies to basically be human trafficking operations. Well, we've had major adoption agency presidents have to resign because they're named in the Epstein files. And not just named, one of them was taking her young girls over to meet Epstein. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God. We got world leaders saying, I want you to have my 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's what you said forever. To understand the filter of Epstein is to understand these people are anti-human. They see us as cattle economically. They see us as something to purchase goods and to get, you know, to be fed like the Matrix, as energy for the system. They see us as cattle for their personal enjoyment. They do not see us as human beings, as equal human. We're all goyim to these people. And that's the reality of who and what they are. And then you have the bigger scandals. Mike Benz is right. You know, get into the CIA files, get into the State Department files. I mean, instead, as Tulsi Gabbard starts to dig in on a lot of this, on election fraud, it's going to lead back to some of these same people. Now just disclose that the FBI was running J6 as a potential op 6 months in advance, and under the guise of planning for it, preparing for it.
Hundreds of our operatives into the movement to stop it when they actually staged it. Yeah, the FBI director saying we didn't have anybody there. Why has he not been indicted for perjury to Congress?
And guess who's in charge of a lot of the initial reports about what was in the files from the FBI? One of Chris Wray's key associates, as you had Kyle Serafin on yesterday detailing. So Trump has been had, and he's been had by Pam Bondi, who only wants to enrich her pals and allies.
We're not giving Trump a pass about the had. That's why I told you Q people that I get mad at. Just like they put out the gorilla thing, Trump didn't know, the Q thing they didn't know. Okay, Trump is smart in his areas, but he'll tell you, like when they said, what about this gorilla thing? I haven't seen it. You guys think he's doing all this. He's going to meet a meeting. He doesn't know. So you have to understand that Trump does not understand all this.
Oh, not at all. What he was told is that he would be implicated badly. Other protected allies would be implicated badly. So he had to shut it down. And he was convinced this was a tax. We pointed out, even if it was true, this is not how you handle a scandal. This is the most half-assed way to handle this. I don't know of any self-sabotage. This is compared to Watergate. Watergate seems like small change in terms of self-sabotage. That's how the deep state took Nixon out. They got him to take himself out by covering up what was actually a deep state operation.
Yeah, it turned out he wasn't even, for those who know, the plumbers, he didn't even order that.
Exactly. That was John Dean and the deep state people trying to cover up who was listed in the prostitutes and the brothels inside the little special notebook they kept there at the DNC, one of whom was John Dean's fiance and future wife. So it was John Dean with the deep state setting them up. That's why it was all deep state operatives there.
So let me ask you this. On the current trajectory, the Democrats think they take down Trump, they get caught in it too. It destroys the credibility and faith and credit of the U.S. The West collapses. China's in a position where they can't control with India. The world economic collapse causes a mass war. All the actuaries show that. I mean, if this doesn't get addressed right, all the trajectories I see lead to total war. I'm not being dramatic, folks. This is like death. I want to advise all the so-called elites that are thinking one-dimensionally, you guys need to stop this right now. And then what does stopping it look like? Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. And they're trying to trap him to what really could trigger World War III right now as we speak in Iran. They want him to go into Iran. Russia is now helping out with Iran.
Well, notice they're using this pressure. I don't think Israel created the blackmail, but they're using the point of it to now get him to strike Iran as a diversion, as you see in the Steve Bannon stuff, not attacking Bannon, but, you know, talking to Epstein. Hey, if Trump gets in trouble with national riots, we launch a war. This is default position stuff.
Exactly. And right now, China's ships are also now in the area. So you've got the real way, and Iran is ready to launch against all the U.S. bases, against Israel. I don't think Israel could withstand it. Israel may use a nuclear weapon Pakistan has said if Israel uses it, they will use it.
Yeah, all these idiots that want to blow up Israel, they got thousands of nukes, dumbasses. You got to think multi-layer here. Even if you hate Israel, which I don't hate them, but I sure as hell don't want to push them into position, you idiots.
Completely. This is, it'd be a complete, I mean, you could have World War III be triggered over Iran.
Well, it's a probability, Bob, as you know.
Yes, exactly. That's why BB's here to force him to do it, to coming in tomorrow. That's why that's happening, because Trump was supposed to pull the trigger this past weekend, and enough people got to Trump that, hey, there's too much risk here, that he backed off. BB's here to twist his arm again, and Howard Lutnick is out bragging to people that the reason why he flipped from supporting Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016, was getting Epstein to donate, by the way, to the Hillary Clinton campaign against Trump. The Lutnick has been pushing these bad ideas on the Epstein strategy. Remember, he's always laughing whenever Trump says, oh, Epstein's a hoax. Lutnick loves that. But Lutnick said that Trump promised to be the most America for the most Israel-friendly president ever. If
answer my question on this. Lutnick says, oh, I just met him once when I moved in next door to him. He was creepy. He said, I had a massage. I ran away with my wife. And then we learned he's on the island. Lutnick's face is in one of the masks in like the medical bay there. I said five, six months ago, I think Lutnick will be the first guy they target. I don't know if he's involved, but clearly he lives next door, makes him a suspect. And then now Lutnick is all over the place. They're calling for his resignation. What do you think ends up happening to Lutnick? And do you think he was really involved with Epstein?
I think Lutnick has been Trump's minder on behalf of the Israel First crowd. And people can find it publicly reported. Lutnick said that his wife is a huge Israel First. This is why we knew this is why you pointed out he's likely in the files more than he's disclosed. Because Epstein primarily was a Mossad and deep state asset. And that's what he was above everything else. He was everything else too, but that's what he got his political protection. That's who he got his facility. That's where he got all his money from. Right? I mean, that's a guy who never did trades in his life that anybody can find. You can follow Eric Weinstein or others who have detailed this. So so Lutnick was there to make sure Trump was an Israel First president along with Rubio. And so Lutnick lied about what the Epstein files would show, helped convince Trump of this. By the way, at the same time, Lutnick is the one who convinced Trump to start using tariffs willy-nilly and no longer as part of a coherent industrial policy, knowing that it would undermine his argument before the Supreme Court on the legality of the tariffs. And guess what Lutnick's kids are doing? Lutnick's sons are going and buying up all of the tariff refunds for 10 cents on the dollar, knowing it's going to all get paid and they're going to make billions of dollars off of their father giving bad advice.
Yeah, by the way, that's key. The major impeachment stuff is going to be literally all the major children of the administration are cashing in.
Right. Colonel McGregor has been talking about this is happening throughout the military industrial complex. Every time Elbridge Colby tries to step in and stop it, other people come in and sabotage it again. And so they have treated the Trump administration like Ulysses S. Grant's second administration. And people know that historically is one of the most corrupt in history. What they don't realize is Grant was never in on any of it. Grant was a stand-up guy from day one.
Yeah, no, he was a stand-up alcoholic, had no idea what was happening around him.
Correct, exactly. And they have managed through Susie Wiles, who I was always concerned about because of her long history as a corporate lobbyist. And I know some people have good friendships with her and all the rest.
No, behind the scenes, they all say she's the devil. But they go, oh, God, don't go after her. She'll have the DOJ come after her. I've already been there. I'm not going to back down. Just do what you got to do. Let's come back, Barnes. I want to go through over some of these new emails, too, with Barnes. This is so powerful. Robert Barnes is an amazing American. Barnes, where's the best place for people to find you? You got a couple different shows that are popular.
Sure, at Barnes_law on X or at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
We shall return. Share the live feed now. Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible, and we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexshowstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexshowstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like... Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend week. Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, hey, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it, my wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If you wonder who I have on as a routine guest, it's who has a track record of being right. And you ignore our warnings at your own peril. I don't care about red carpets and tuxedos. In fact, I hate them. I am a very private person, but I am obsessed with the truth, and I have paid a heavy price to bring you the truth. And I've given nuanced answers with all the fake, you know, AI videos of Trump raping kids and everything. I go, that's fake. Oh, you're a traitor covering up. No, folks, we're covering the reality that by extension, Trump is covering up for things he wasn't part of. And that makes it even worse. It'd be so easy if I learned Trump was bad. I could cut him loose. And my problems would be solved. I've been already offered $50 million a year 9 years ago before they sued me. It was an off-record meeting, so I didn't talk about it. I've told Barnes off record about it, and we have the documents, but... And maybe in our new civil rights lawsuit that wasn't going to be filed today. We're going to file in a couple of days now. More's being added. We'll bring it out. But I have been true. And we've been right. And I can tell you this will bring down the country and that will bring down the world if you study the cascade effect. But the Chi-Coms and BlackRock, they're not thinking about second, third, fourth order things. It's funny seeing Epstein's interview with Steve Bannon. He says, I was brought up by David Rockefeller at 30 to be on the board of the Trial Commission because, you know, Bill Barr had found he was good at systems analysis. So Epstein was smart. And he worked for Lex Wexner and CIA Mossad. But because he had street smarts, he could integrate a bunch of systems. Their problem was trying to integrate a bunch of systems. So I didn't toot my horn. I wasn't even proud of it. It was when one time the Globalists tried to hire me in front of my producer without saying this is a secret meeting. Again, people, you're a journalist, you'd say this is off record. Unless it's criminal, you don't violate there. You never get the, you know, it's like attorney-client privilege. You never get the meetings again. And so the point is that I had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, say, no, you get how a bunch of systems work. We want to hire you, Henry Kissinger. We want you right now, this week. We want to hire you. And that was in front of John Harmon 15 years ago. So it's not that I'm that smart. It's that anybody that knows how a bunch of systems works is who they want. I don't know if they ever tried to hire Barnes. Barnes, I can tell you, is as good as I am or better in many ways at getting this. How would you quantify this quality they want for evil and how the public can get that quality to counter evil?
Yeah, I think it's your filter has always been one I've recommended people use. There's pro-human and anti-human. And until you understand that fundamentally, you're not going to understand the ideology that dominates these people, that they're capable of things that just so shock normal consciousness, they don't even know how to process a lot of what they're
it's
seeing
like
in the
Epstein
said,
he said, the heads of Google, I used to live with them, they're anti-natalist, which means anti-human.
Exactly. So the biggest divide in the world is between pro-human people and the anti-human corrupt elites that see us as cattle, that see us as chattel, that still want to institute slavery in some form or fashion.
Yeah, people that don't see a fellow human as empathy as me, like you don't see other people as you.
Exactly. They don't see fellow humanity. They see a piece of cattle in front of them, something to use, something to get profit from, something to get personal entertainment from, something to get enjoyment of. And maybe it's a sacrifice in terms of labor. Maybe it's a sacrifice in terms of putting you on the battlefield. Or maybe it's a sacrifice quite literally by eating you and torturing you in the bottom of some sick den.
Instead of having a future with you and communes with you and honor with you.
Exactly. That's the world's divide. And until people understand, and the second part that you've long identified is the kind of people who seek power and have the tools and means to obtain it are disproportionately the people you don't want to have it. It's why our Constitution was meant to have all these checks and balances and put the Second Amendment was about stripping the government of the power of centralized violence by making the only power and tool of violence be in the hands of ordinary
people. Yeah, the left says power of the people. There ain't nothing like the Second Amendment or the First Amendment for power of the people. That is power of the people.
Precisely. And that's what it was intended and designed for. And these are people, the reason why censorship comes so easy to them, the reason why taking away Second Amendment rights comes so easy to them, is the same part of that same process, that they are power-driven, sick, sociopathic people who should never have power in the first place, who do not see us as fellow human beings. And once you understand that, then you understand what they are capable of. Then you understand they are literally capable of nuclear war and seeing 90% of the world disappear. They're literally capable of someone like Bill Gates just casually saying, oh, I got some STDs from these Russian hookers. I need protection. I need my wife not to know about it. So let me doctor her without her knowing so that she doesn't get the STD and doesn't figure out what I've been up to. To him, that's just casual. If he does that with his wife, what do you think he's going to do that with everybody else? You hear Melinda Gates herself talking in a CBS interview while they're going through an African village where the CBS reporters, can you imagine these people having so many people? It was what a Planned Parenthood number two executive told me was a college kid at Yale. And he said, Robert, do you understand where the population is growing? And I realized just how horrific racist eugenics came so natural to them. It's why they're so naturally embedded in the scientific
publishing
world.
Yeah, and people can look at that and say, yeah, go ahead and wipe them out. But next, it's the next group, the next group. God wants us to lift everybody up. It doesn't mean we roll over. And so they also do the leftist thing, roll over to the guilt. No, we don't do that. We also help people.
Exactly. It's the old statement that the great schools of learning that can never be closed by any corrupt system of power are the archives of nature and the rights of man. And the point is, God gave us a conscience and gave us a nature and gave us cognitive capacity. We use the three, we can break through all this nonsense. You just applied it to consistent filter to understand the world and explain it to people. So the Epstein files disclose what we always said it would. Massive, the nature of the corrupt elites is so sick. It's just what President Putin was saying, the same thing you were saying. President Putin said there's satanic pedophile elites that run the West. It's because part of what Ukraine has been a massive human trafficking operation for the better part of a decade,
and then,
ever since the Maidan coup.
The real hundreds of emails is Epstein trying to take down Putin, and then they spin it and say he works for Putin. It's crazy.
I mean,
but that's a big positive for Putin that he's such a target in there.
Oh, absolutely it is. It tells you who it is. It's why Putin wants to do a deal with Trump and between Russia and the U.S. We're culturally aligned.
Now he said, he's got more rare earth minerals than anybody. He goes, we'll give you the best deal. Just stop the Satanism. He literally said, just stop it. We're ready. It's not a surrender. It's like a marriage, but it'll be rejected.
Yeah, but that's why the deep state has spent so much time sabotaging it. That's why Ukraine is such a pet project. That's why Putin is such a pet obsession of theirs. They see Putin and Trump as their two great adversaries. And the sad part is they snookered Trump into sabotaging himself. They snookered a bunch of people are going to think Trump is all through this when he's not. When the way Trump is mentioned is Epstein in 2019 is still trying to find blackmail on Trump. If there was blackmail Epstein had on Trump, why in 2019 is he conspiring with Michael Wolff to try to come up with something? It's because he never had it.
And he's like, he never took massages. He never came to the house. Trump told Palm Beach police chief everyone knew about Epstein. Maxwell was evil. They're spinning that like Trump's in a cover-up over at Shot. And then you've got, like you said, 18 years ago, which we already knew over at Shot, guys. We have the indictment via Trump and him telling Wolff, Trump got me indicted. And it's now, we have the FBI reporting it 18 years ago that it was Trump.
Exactly. I mean, the Epstein documents were the ultimate deep state takedown. And it happens to align much more. Now, I'll give another tidbit. Why are so many, like Ro Khanna, other Democrats willing to do this? Well, a bunch of the younger populist-leaning Democrats want to take out the Democratic elites. They want to take out the Clintons. They want to take out Larry Summers. They want to take out the Epstein class.
The Harvard class. So you got Islamicists with low-level leftists and mid-level people. Exactly. They want to dynamite. It's Clark Bevin. They want to, which shows what I said at the start of the show. They think they're going to blow up the system and get everybody. No, the system's already so precarious. You blow it up, it collapses, dumbass.
Yeah, and that's
Cuba can't have any flights. They don't have jet fuel, even though they have money for it. You dumbasses, you communists. You could have communism in 1917 and kill 50 million people in Russia. It still didn't work. You could kill 80 million in China trying it. You do that in just-in-time delivery systems, it'll kill everybody. All the nuclear reactors will melt down, idiots. It's all too complex now, dumbo. You don't have half the Russian population farmers you can feed off, you dumb, stupid commissars. You hit this commie button, we're all dead. It's World War Z, you dumb bastards. You think army ants in Brazil eating a whole forest in a day are dangerous? Do you know what billions of people with no food looks like, you idiots? And we're so close, Barnes. They think they're collapsing in 1917 Russia. This ain't 1917 Russia.
You know, it's very much like April 2020. We were trying to get Trump to walk back all the crazy lockdowns and all the other in the Fauci, and we're warning about Fauci. And by the way, Senator Rand Paul with Robert Kennedy have made referrals to the Justice Department about all the COVID crime. Pam Bondi is slow walking all of it.
I'll say it. All roads lead to the DOJ. He did good with DHS, his new agency controls it. No, it's under attack. He did good with the tariffs. He did good with trade. He did good with war. But the damn DOJ is a feckless cult of arrogance.
Once they took out Matt Gaetz, remember, like, look at all of his nominees. Only one really got taken out right away, and it was Matt Gaetz, because they understood you control the Justice Department, you control Washington, D.C. And the deep state knew that they were at major risk over COVID, over January 6th, over the 2020 election, over the lawfare against President Trump. That quartet implicated all the key deep state actors at the FBI.
And they made all the key payments to the Florida lobbying firm of Susie Wiles and Pembody.
Exactly. It goes back to that over and over and over again. And the, I mean, I'll give credit to Wiles at running a good interference saying, oh, I'm just doing this to prevent all the leaks. But look at what Todd Blanche did in sinking the other journalists have been tracking this, on sinking the Letitia James case, the selective leaks that occurred.
Comey.
And it all led to, I mean, and then look at how he was putting Ed Martin under investigation, threatening that in the Maryland case. It was supposed to be about Adam Schiff.
He so publicly excoriated Ed Martin for investigating the DOJ on record, running the lawsuits against me illegally.
Correct. And like, now that I know that I was smurfed right after I began publicly representing you on those cases, that tells me that the Sandy Hook lawsuit funders and participants on the lawyer side and on the lobbyist side are connected to the people. Because how did they manage to smurf my name is donating to Act Blue? How did they manage to do that unless they're connected to the legal that James O'Keefe referred to them a year ago? He gave him a year ago the whole Act Blue criminality, that this is massive Democratic Party fraud and corruption. By the way, a little tidbit, it appears George Soros has had multiple strokes and is no longer running anything on his operation. It's all run by his kid. And apparently his kid is crazier than Soros and has personal habits that make Hunter Biden look like your local pastor. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening on that side.
Yeah, complete lunatics in charge.
Completely. And what's derailing the president is these Israel first lobbyists and donors who don't want anybody second guessing.
You've never been anti-Israel, neither am I. But Israel saw the vacuum. They were always running foreign policy in the Middle East. Now they're trying to be the full thing, even though that's super unpopular with the public and taints everything and is going to blow up in their face. How do we deal with that? How do we respond to that?
The president's just got to go back to divorce the donors, remarry the voters. That's what he's got to get back to doing. He's got to get back to trusting people like J.D. Vance and people like that rather than people like Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi.
By the way, let's go back to Ed Martin because I knew this 2 days ago, but I'm going to shut up. They were going to have a meeting today, and Trump is really pissed off that Todd Blanche fired Ed Martin, who he had just as the guy watching everything. Let's pull that back up. There's Ed Martin walking in today. I wonder what's going to come out of this meeting, because I'm told Trump is pissed at Blanche already for no indictments on Russiagate.
Exactly. And he should. I mean,
that's days ago. Yeah, it already happened. Yeah, go ahead. There's another meeting.
And that's where Todd Blanche had to play nice and say Ed's back in. Exactly what Ed's back in on is unclear to those people that are familiar with the situation.
But I know there's another meeting, so I confused that one. Yeah.
And they're trying to fire a bunch of other people. They're trying to fire anybody that's good in the Justice Department. They're trying to fire and remove as we speak. So they failed in their effort ultimately with Ed, at least for the time being. It's not clear how long that's going to last. But the number two at the Antitrust Division just stepped down. I think everybody's gone from the Antitrust Division except the Assistant Attorney General.
Let's move on to this. Elon Musk. I don't think Trump would have won without him. Elon Musk, you know, said, hey, Trump's in the files. Not that he's bad, but he's in there. That's what's happening. It means Trump's people. Elon Musk offers to cover legal bills of Epstein survivors who identified new names. I'm all for this because I want justice. But plus, I know it's all Democrats. It already has been. Why does Trump not go on offense? Well, this is such an obvious move.
He's been so convinced to go down this path on behalf of the big Israeli donors and Howard Lutnick and Pam Bondi, that he can't seem to walk his way out of it. It is the most mind-numbing thing I've ever witnessed.
So is it good news that Lutnick's been caught in lies, is about to be gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. If Lutnick is one of his key minders. Remove Lutnick, you remove one of the key minders that's giving bad information to the president on a regular basis.
Let me
basis.
Give you an example. I talked about Lutnick about 6 months ago. He lived next door, and I said, I bet he's one of the ones that they think they've got. I said, I don't think he's probably bad, but they're going to try to embarrass Trump with him. I got calls hours later from the White House and two other people. Oh, Lutnick's good. What do you want? What's going on? And I'm like, I want nothing but the truth. So there's a major example of how this works. And now, I mean, Lutnick has been caught in a lie. He said he only met Epstein once. Now he's at the island. I mean, I think this is Trump needs to cut Lutnick loose.
You know what a lot of these dumb billionaires thought? Is they thought because they traveled on their own planes to the island or their own boats, they didn't take Epstein's jet, that they were out of dodge, that they were out of trouble.
But Epstein was creating a record for blackmail, Dumbo.
Exactly. I mean, I've dealt with this so many other times. Well, you've dealt with this, where people, you know, they invite you to something, you're like, I think I'm going to skip that invitation. Because you know what it is. But
trust Trump. I've been invited last administration a bunch and this one. I've been invited three times to the White House, three times to Mar-a-Lago since he got reelected. Guess what I did? Oh yeah, let me talk to your scheduler. I don't go. And it's because it's a spy base. They can claim anything.
Yeah.
But if I just sit here like a monk and just go home and eat dinner and go to bed and watch a movie, it's like that monk level thing. I'm just like literally like a robot. I work, I go to bed. I work, I go to bed. And so there's nothing. That's why they can't get me.
Yeah. Well, when I was in D.C. a month ago, I always have the meetings off campus. I don't meet on campus very often at all, unless it's an official formal meeting for a specific case or issue situation. Because there's no need to be on. They think I have certain sources that are not my source. They're wrong about all that. But and they've been busy. Pam Bondi's been trying to do a purge campaign, figuring out who gave us information and the rest, not knowing who it is. Often it's the very lobbyists she's protecting gave the information. Because they gave it to a reporter who gave it to me.
Also, but Pam, we have so much context, we already know by your move what happened, dummy. Our source is a larger knowledge field.
Exactly. You have to have the right template to be able to filter, the right filter to be able to understand how to interpret the information coming and then be able to predict what is most likely to occur.
A little newsflash. Well, you saw in the lawsuits against me, you're my lawyer. They're like, who's the boss? Who gives the orders? I analyze all this. It's like the intel is the most of the time it's not even a source. Most of the time I call them and say, this is what I see. Do you agree? Yeah, that's exactly right. I just confirm with people.
Well, you see some of these gun control groups being tied to Epstein. Obviously Reid Hoffman, who we've been highlighting, who I think stole the 2017 Alabama Senate race. Because remember, he was involved in that fake AstroTurf campaign that they tried to blame on Roy Moore. It actually was all him all along. Elon's been right that this guy's one of the most evil, pernicious actors out there. He's the guy who funded the lawfare litigation against President Trump. Why isn't Reid Hoffman
Weiss,
under investigation?
Paul Weiss and Boris Epstein, that got him to sign off on it. Paul Weiss is in the emails. The head of resigned covering up Epstein. They're the ones running the lawsuit against me.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's a small, however George Carlin put it, it's a big club, but we ain't in it. That's the reveal of the Epstein files. It's just the degree of corruption, the degree of just evil. If you define evil and demonic as just being anti-human, fundamentally anti-human, not recognize, it's like the sociopaths and the true serial killers, et cetera. These are people that just don't see fellow humans as humans. And that's who and what they are. And the problem for the president is now he is being implicated in this. 10 years from now, he will be impeached and convicted if he doesn't get rid of Pam Bondi. She's building criminal files against herself.
It's all Democrats. Why am I? They don't care. They'll tailor it for you. He still thinks it's a free, fair country. So what does Trump need to do? Give him advice right now.
Get rid of Pam Bondi ASAP. Get rid of Todd Blanche ASAP. Put in someone like a Senator Eric Schmidt. Good, he was a great attorney general. Remember, he sued China when he was in Missouri over COVID issues. Sued gun control organizations over fake sanctuary cities. Has
what
gone after
make
fraud.
The Missouri former attorney general. He should be it, right?
Yeah, Andrew Bailey is a deputy co-director. Make him head director. Cash Patel needs to go back to writing fake books and hanging out with Dan Bongino and pretending that they're real men. They're uber macho, like they like to do. So send them packing. Put in real people. Andrew Bailey's good. Eric Schmidt could be good. There's other people that we've given him recommendations for that would be very good throughout. There are, I think Harmy Dillon is trying to do good work. I think Gail Slater's trying to do good work. I think Elbridge Colby is trying to do good work. I think Tulsi Gabbard is trying to do good work. Give her more. Put more on Tulsi Gabbard's plate. She's proven her capacity and capability. We only got a Georgia election warrant because she helped get involved. Otherwise, pay for play Pam and sat on that for a year.
That was my next question. The judge authorized the raid in Georgia, saying probable cause. Now they're trying to spin it. But when I heard they found mirrors, what we knew was happening, what's happening with election integrity and everything?
She was a number one reason Trump put Bondi in is she promised she would clean up and get an outcome, clean up elections going forward and get and detail everything that happened in the 2020 election that was wrong. And instead, she slow walked it for a year. And the president is at least aware of this at some level because he asked Gabbard to be there, which means he doesn't trust. Bondi was using as the local FBI person, thanks to her and Cash Patel's incompetency. I mean, they're literally hiring people based on their, hanging out with them at CrossFit with Dan Bongino. It's that bad. This person was leaking illegally to the operation that was coming so Fulton County could try to destroy as many records as they could before they showed up. This is overt criminality. by the FBI person in Atlanta. I've dealt with that Atlanta office. It's riddled with corruption and fraud. Same with the IRS office. There's a bunch of those offices riddled with corruption and fraud. The a lot of the CDC officials there that are riddled with corruption and fraud that, you know, Robert Kennedy's trying to clean up. And all this comes back to one person. One person is blocking all of Trump's agenda from being able to be enforced and creating all the risk and exposure for him. And it's pay for play Pam Bondi and her pal and partner, Todd Blanche DuBois. Todd, it's not, can you imagine saying something as stupid as, oh, it's not a crime to party with Epstein? I mean, that's going to go down to one of the dumbest defenses in PR history in a legal case. Yeah, get rid of the guy.
He's on his own world. So do a little bit more in the next hour, unless you got to go. And then I'm going to shift gears to emails I haven't read, which I read once. It's hard to read them, and more has even come out, but it's horrific. Gut level, Trump is surrounded by scum. And we know he's night and day better than the Democrats, but if he doesn't turn it around on them, if things go bad, give us a bad case scenario versus a good case scenario.
The bad case scenario is he goes to war in Iran, and that triggers God knows what. But at a minimum, it collapses his core support in the U.S. to in the 30s, to where he's in George W. Bush second term territory. That there's some projections, but with Richard Barris, People's Pundit Daily, that if only the extremely enthused vote, Democrats are going to win by double digits. The biggest martyr in mid-history. He loses the House. He loses the Senate. He loses governorships. Then they get to rewrite the rules for the 2030 election because they control all the governorships that in the key states. And then it sets it up for impeachments of Kristi Noem, then Pam Bondi, then Kash Patel, then J.D. Vance. They try to go after him, and then they go after Trump. And they may have the votes to convict if they win enough votes out of the Senate. It's good because Lady Lindsey Graham is setting Trump up, has never been a trustworthy person, has always been a saboteur. Now, people can support people like Paul Dantz, who's bringing a really good challenge. Paul Dantz is one of Trump's key loyalists. He was with me right there.
But Trump doesn't endorse him. He endorses Lindsey Graham.
Exactly. Paul Dantz in Georgia was on the ground.
At the end of the day, it's a good thing Trump's a lightweight politically and doesn't know what he's doing. That's real, folks, when he says that. But it's a bad thing, too. Like, it's just retarded. Yeah.
I often say virtue and vice are the two different sides of the same coin, of the same character trait. So what makes him accessible and can break through the system also makes him accessible to the deep state to run rogue. We said this was a setup. Now we've seen the setup work in real time. Everything we said would be in the Epstein files has been there and then some, to our shocking dismay. Sadly, this is just disturbing at a level. This is like the worst horror film. Even with horror films aren't this bad in what you're seeing described in here.
And so explain when we come back briefly. I got to go. Folks, we're not a normal political thing. We're mistakes. We just have a bad economy. We're talking war. We're talking collapse. You agree, Bob, right? You said, there's no room for error here now.
No, this is the whole world is at risk and sits on a knife's edge. And it's up to the president to restore confidence in the American people by returning to his own roots and getting rid of these saboteurs who are busy. They're putting him in a position where right now the polls say Americans think Joe Biden was a better president than Donald Trump. That is a situation he never should have been in. If he listened to us, he never would have been in. But there's still time to course correct. Don't keep climbing the mountain that you're about to fall off on. Don't get closer and closer to that edge. It's time to pull back. Trust the American people. Trust yourself. Return home to the MAGA voter.
I agree. Robert Martin, stay with us. Back in 2 minutes.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should add.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
This is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that.
Let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
in the you know the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. It's amazing. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com. Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones